Hello?
It starts with Sunday.
What? Star 6.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Shelly.
Hi, Leonie.
How are you, baby?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. Just flabbergasted, you know, running all day long like a crazy chicken without a head.
Mm-hmm.
As usual.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes. So, but, we are going gangbusters.
Good.
So,
yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear all about it during our call tonight, since it's being recorded. Everyone will get to hear it, too.
Yeah. We can talk about the conference call, but not the other stuff yet.
Right.
But the mystery that everybody's thinking that I'm, you know, doing something evil, I guess. That, I know. And I was like, all right, I want to be evil, but not, which is okay.
Right.
You know, it's okay. It is fine. Is Kathy here already? Kathy? No. If you're coming to the call, you may press star 6 to unmute yourself. Who else is here besides
me? Are you there?
Shelly.
Can you hear me?
Yes. No,
okay,
I can't.
Good.
Yeah.
I must hit the other pound 6 or something instead. How are you two today?
We're doing okay, I guess. Everything is nice and dandy.
That's
good. As usual.
Hello, how are you guys doing tonight? It's Gia Dalton.
Hi, Gia.
Hi, Gia. How are you?
Hi.
Hello. New writer here, Danielle Goldman. Hi, Danielle.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hi, Danielle.
Hi. Hola.
Hello.
Angela is here, too.
And this is Veronica. I'm going to go ahead and put it back on mute because I have a bad cough right now. So anyway, good to connect. I'll be listening in.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just keep getting this cough. I have a little tickle in my throat, and I've been drinking throat coat tea, but doing well. I'll just make sure that I'm muted so I don't start coughing all over everybody.
Well, you know, that was probably the fire closed there, too.
Yeah, definitely. Some people were saying it probably could be from the smoke, but at the same time, I feel like I'm also slightly under the weather. So I've been napping and, you know, taking it easy.
Oh, I envy you. Napping sounds so good.
Yeah.
Napping sounds so good. So,
yes.
Let's see who else we need here. I'm getting 2 more minutes, and then we start at 5. As you know, 7:35, so we, you know, give time to people to come in and see what we do.
This is Maggie Tula. I haven't been here for a while, but I'm here now.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
Hi.
Wonderful.
Good.
That's fantastic. So let me... I think I will sing for a minute. But I'm really excited.
And Angela Levesque is here, too.
Well, we can
hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. I have a nasty cough, too, but that's part of my existence. Anyhow, we're almost there. A couple more minutes before we start the conference, but we do have some very exciting things happening, some percolating, and we may have make an announcement in a month or so of something that really will kick own dying to a new level of involvement with the conscious community. And of course, we're doing this because we really need to bring what the message that we have, which you guys are involved completely, to another level into mainstream. So we're really, really working on that. And we had a good meeting today. It seems like it's going to work. You know, we just, no details. I'm not giving any details. And, but it will be awesome. Yeah. I just want to talk about it.
I want you to talk about it. I'm so excited.
Well, you're going to be even more excited when you see, because it's something that, no, I can't, Christopher, I know. So anyhow. All right. Are you going to micromanage?
No, I would be talking.
Okay. Well, all right. We got 1 minute more. Anywho, let's start talking. I don't know if we have new writers on the conference call. People that never been in a conference call before. We want to run back. First of all, the first order of business is talk about some details on how to submit, what articles we're looking for, and just a primer in general. The articles, I don't know if there's anybody new, your first timer.
Yes, Danielle here. I'm new.
All right. Hi, Danielle. First of all, thank you for being part of our awesome group of people. And, we have some rules and regulation, and Kathy and Shelley, please jump anytime if you think I'm not giving the right coordination here. On the submission of articles, what we really want is that, bring conscious to be the new black. If you want to know what I mean, like you have the black, orange is the new black, conscious is the new black. It's not only a term, but it's also a genre that is really entering, and the mainstream media in general are starting to look at us and say, this is interesting. But it's not only we are alternative, but the alternative now is coming a lot to be more like, mainstream. But what we need, and I will be very candid as I talk, is we need sexy titles. Because we need two types. We need to compete. When we compete with, headlines, from the other media that, the mainstream media, we need sexy titles. I mean, sexy titles, doesn't mean necessarily that it is sexual content. Sexy is attractive titles. For instance, there's a formula that you see a lot on those new media channels such as Upworthy or BuzzFeed. They put a video and say, oh, what this cat did, you won't believe. It's like, really, all the time? I don't believe anything. It's like, really, the same formula. But when you say, for instance, we had one article that we changed the title and the article went crazy, with sharings and everything. The article started like, things that my brother told me. It was from Annie Kagan. Things that my brother told me about death. And we said, it's really not sexy. So we changed the title and said, 10 things that you didn't know about death. It went viral.
Mm-hmm.
And one day she had 40,000 views in that very article. 40,000 likes, too. I mean, it was viral. So the thing is the wording. The wording has to be very, you know, like, it's something that what would invite someone to click on it. We try to manage it, and sometimes we tweak a little bit, but what we're talking here is not only for our magazine, but your own, you know, website, or as you write to other publications as well. Always look into the what would make someone want to click that article, how you can do it. The other thing is, since our media is mainly digital, and, you know, you have some rules that we follow in order to get the better stream inside of the Internet. So, for instance, the rule of thumb is 70 characters title. The reason is those specifications are for Google spiders. They read that better. 70 characters title is the perfect thing. A bio of 60 words, then they can actually feature this inside of the article. And if you are being looked for by your name, you know that bio is in text. If it is a bio in your article, then go to the website or go to the magazine. 60 words should be, you know, your limit. And usually, one thing that I'm not saying what you should do or not, but in order to be more efficient with your article and reach, choose one website. Of course, you can put, like, your Facebook, in your Twitter, but avoid to put Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and yada, yada, yada. No, choose the main hitters for you. Some people have Pinterest as their main hitter, and that's okay. But for Pinterest and Facebook, the reason is you want to focus and drive traffic to one thing in your website. So there are people that have like three websites and they want all the three websites. Choose what? When you, especially if you are making, making money or directing people to see your product or see your stuff, have everything. You can have how many websites you want. But like, for instance, I'm going to give you as an example, Shelly. Shelly website, shellywolf.com. It's her website. She has her books. She has her service. She has everything. She has three different pages for the books, but that's different. Everything is being directed to that website. You know, all the funnels. Funnel to one place, especially if that place is where you have your services, you have your own blog, and you have your product. So one time we had one email blast that somebody, you know, acquired with us, and a wonderful book, fantastic book, and so she was providing the pictures and everything else. And then she put, like, five websites at the same time in the same mailing list, you know. And then we told her, I don't think that this is going to work. You know, so no, this is the way I want it. And then she came back and said, I'm disappointed. I said, of course you are. You put, like, to buy my book here, to buy my card here, to buy my stone here. Funnel. So you have to capture the attention of the people. You have 10 seconds. You know, you awake the desire, and you have 10 seconds to get them in your website. So This is absolutely necessary. Don't create, waste resources if you can make your website to be a super website. And this is just an advice, but because of the, as we direct traffic to you, give you exposure in direct traffic, try not to break down this traffic. It's very essential. The other thing is that, and I think it's and you guys can interrupt me, Kathy, and it's the length of the article. We do have page pagination in the website, and even though we have more people visiting the website right now, it's around 70 to 75% of people using the website through mobile. They go to pagination. We are, thinking about taking the pagination out and doing another style, but this is another talk. But the ideal length is 1,200 words max in the articles. 800 to 1,200 words, except when it's an interview for the cover. We usually splur when is that and when the person, because that edition is, let's say, in case of Angela, in case of Lynn and Shelly and others that will be on the cover, that edition will be everything about Shelly. So Shelly's books, Shelly's brother, Shelly cover, and so everything, it will be in the description during her interview. But other than this, people tend to have a very small attention span. And the one thing we notice about our audience is they are after how to. We are media, but we're media of articles. We are not necessarily new. And people want to know how to have a conscious relationship, how to be conscious as a parent, how to have, to lead a conscious lifestyle. Is that conscious to use fur? Is that conscious to hang dead animals on my wall? Things like that. They really need to know what is the concept of conscience. And I'm pleased to say to you guys that I think is very interesting. When we change, more or less was 2010, from a holistic magazine, and I thought, we need to go to more towards the concept that was in the forming at that time, which was the conscious living, was forming in 2010. What is conscious and what is not? Because a lot of people have a conscious lifestyle and they are not necessarily spiritual. Conscious living, envelops a bigger concept as activism, as health, as, environmental perspectives and relationships and all the levels on how to deal with, your family, not necessarily kids, but mother, father, caregiving. So it can encompass all the aspects of life. And when we started, there was nothing. So right now, when we go and you have conscious business, conscious this, conscious that, I think is incredible, because we are right now creating and shaping, even though we are part of what you call the invisible economy and the invisible hand of consciousness, as this huge river that, even though you don't perceive it clearly, is to, orienting and guiding the flow of energy and how this manifests in other people's lives completely, and concepts that we have been introducing to our audience for the past 7 years now. So I really thank you all for all the contribution on shaping what it is to be conscious and how it is to lead a conscious lifestyle, because it has been your ideas, your thoughts, your perspective that have had a caller value and substance to this concept that now is like wildfire, not only here in the United States, but abroad. So this is my lowdown on the, you know, initial aspect from the point of view of editorial. Is there anything you want to add, Kathy?
As far as the article titles are concerned, what you mentioned about them being attention-getting is very important. And to just try to remind you, everybody who submits the articles, to really keep a good eye on their keywords. That if they're talking about a specific topic or a specific word or two throughout their article, that it should be reflected in their title as well. So that it, you know, again, that helps it be found easier on the internet. And it, you know, it just pervades throughout whatever you're writing, and it gets the message across that much clearer.
Yeah.
And again, size is another thing. Yeah. You mentioned the length of articles, too.
And if you can, put, like, add to your article some keywords. And as Google wants, Google usually wants a keyword that goes in the title. So, what? Yes. So, you know, he's micromanaging. The keywords that goes in the title. For instance, I put like, let's say, it's a conscious lifestyle and educational lifestyle, and then you talk about everything but conscious lifestyle or education, conscious education. You know, we need keywords. And so you can put in the ad, on the end of your article, some suggested keywords, because sometimes we have to really even change further an article in order to carve out a keyword. So that, you know, and it is really, really interesting. Because you see, here's the thing. The search engines and Google change. They're not driven only by keywords. They're driven by questions. Because everybody does that. If you notice, you don't go to Google anymore and say, I want to learn, I want to know what is there for mobile device. You go there and say, what is a mobile device? Because you want the answer. They're right there. So what they are doing, you know, is try to organize the keywords and questions. So if you have in your article something that says, but what is conscious education? You know, when the keyword is conscious education, that will go incredibly well with your article and will get your article almost immediately indexed on Google. So that's, you know, that's how the changing of the tides inside of Google algorithm and how they organize and they present to the searcher, you know, the results. So if you have a question that involves your keyword, is even better. But I'm not interrupting you, Kathy. You can continue. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Now, and again, the same keyword that you put in there needs to be consistently mentioned throughout your piece. Like, you can't really say it one way in your title and then another way in the wording of your article. It has to be the same. That's another thing that Google looks for, that consistency. So if, as you're writing, you know, keep that in mind, and that's what we do on our end when we're optimizing the articles before they get published. That's the kind of stuff we have to look for.
Hi, Shelley. Hi, this is Danielle. Can I interject real quick?
Sure, Danielle.
Hi, there is a tool that is free for anybody to use that is online that optimizes your headline. It is called coschedule.com/headline-analyzer. And again, it's COS HEDULE.com/headline-analyzer. And what that does is that it analyzes your headline, gives you a headline score, gives you a grading, gives you a weight of how many common words, power words, emotional words you used. And it also lets you know the character count, the word count, and how it looks in Google and in an email subject line, and also gives you the keywords that you use and the sentiment if your headline is giving a positive, neutral, or negative sentiment when someone reads it.
Wow.
Hello?
That is cool.
Interesting.
And it's free. Yeah, so that, again, it's too bad. I mean, I'm not, there's no chat, so I can't put it in there, but it is it's coschedule.com/headline, HEADLINE-ANALYDER, and it's free to you. They're the ones that create Click to Tweet. I don't know if you guys have seen Click to Tweet on anybody's blog post, but they're the ones that created that. And they also have like a software, but this is like a free thing they have for the public, if you guys are interested.
Well, thank you, Daniel.
Yes.
Thank you.
Most welcome. Thank you so much.
So that was... No problem. So it'll help you guys on the editorial side, but it also will help us writers. I use this for my own website and when I do other guest posts and submissions, and it has really been eye-opening.
That is awesome. Awesome. Well,
thanks for sharing.
Like,
no problem.
I have like
no problem.
6,000 articles to analyze.
Well, I don't know if you guys, I see that you guys use the WordPress platform, and I am familiar with the theme. I used to have that same theme. But do you use Yoast, WordPress Yoast?
Yes, we do.
As a plugin? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you, but if you have that plus this, if you guys can use this headline analyzer, I think this will be a lot more beneficial for the for the blog post.
Yes, well, yeah. Well, I really do appreciate that info. You know, I just... I had no idea, but it's very cool, cool.
And I can actually tweet it out to the Ohm Time Twitter handle if you guys wanted to share it.
Yes, indeed. So this is the first part. Do we have any other questions about it?
Well, Shelly, did you have anything extra to say, too, if she had anything on her end?
There was a couple things I'd like to add. And, you know, great advice, definitely, Kathy, and thank you so much, Danielle, for that tip. And what I really want to remind the writers is to please submit as best of quality as you can, meaning make it print ready. We're still going to read it. We're still going to look at it. We're still going to edit it. But use some type of word processing, whether you use Word or whatever it is they use for Apple. But this way, when you type in there, you can look and see the spacing. You can look and see if there's any typos and things like that. And then you can copy and paste it to the community. And by doing that, that helps us tremendously. And by following the necessary criteria, that is great, too. So what we look for is a quality article, not necessarily a, you know, quantity. I know a lot of writers like to submit as often as possible, but focus your energy on putting forth something that is quality so that we will want to publish it. And just like Leonie was saying, this is a conscious magazine, so let's be at the forefront of that evolution.
Yes. Because there's more to go. Yeah. So, The second, I assume that we don't have any more questions. We can move along to the second topic, which is basically the election of new spotlight writers. You know, my thought process today is going too fast in my speech, so I'm thinking, and the voice is not, you know, a company. There's some disconnect there. There's a lot of people on our, let me see here, on our spotlight as writers that I would like to, you know, revisit, because the rules to be a spotlight writer is basically consistency. We need one article a month, or, you know, to be published. We have 44 articles in most months and 55 in some months. So we curate 55 articles more or less every time to go in 1 month. That's how much we publish on the magazine. It doesn't mean that other articles won't go directly to the website. They will. But what is happening is some people start and they decided to move on. You know, they...
The number one repo girl dropped out of school at Sub-Saharan Africa.
Okay. Sorry. It's, I'm trying to...
Ever wondered how they changed your look?
Can you believe this? It's just my dream, you know, my... It's just my luck. I cannot open it. That's fine. We need to bring the people that have been doing an effort to be part of our website, and, you know, donating their time, their articles, to be in the front line. So I have some people here that I would like to. I don't know if Kathy and Shelley had an idea. I have some people that I would like to bring into the, you know, into the Spotlight Writers. One is, I think, what's her name? Saladin, Cara Delamere is, Sherry Dillard. You know, she has been fantastic on all the, you know, the men having a consistent, because actually she's very prolific as a spotlight writer. And there is another person here that I, it's just because my paper is not opening. You know, the wonders of Windows 10. Regina Shoza is another one. So, and there's a guy. Yeah, David Bennett. So, those are my suggestions for, you know, answering the, I would, you know, unless Shelley and Kathy has other suggestions on people that should be on the Spotlight Writers group. The good thing about the Spotlight Writers group is what we're going to do, and we're going to have, as soon as God permits it, we're going to have a radio show in our own radio station. It's called What Is Going On, where we intend to interview the covers, some of the covers, but also we want to interview the Spotlight Writers and keep them, you know, keep people abreast of what's happening, what they're doing, their new projects. It's a way to, you know, give back what they're giving to us. And also, I want everybody to know that the Spotlight Writers, they have a part of the radio that's being developed inside of the radio right now as a podcast. So they have a free podcast. You can have your show, your 1 hour show on a free podcast to be publicized as on radio on demand. This is a service that, you know, we are giving you as the token of our gratitude. The other thing is that, and this is open to all the writers, is we want to add more to the community, especially the conscious community that use the website as a with through mobile devices, which is adding, if you want, of course, your article. You can read your article, and then you read the article, and we insert the red article by yourself with your information. Like, for instance, you read your article and you'll say this article is, you know, read by article from Shelley Wilson, read by Shelley Wilson. And then the end it says, you can find me or reach me at ShelleyWilson.com, or, you know, say whatever you want. Like, I'm an author of the book, you know, 28 Days for the New You. You'll find me at Amazon or ShelleyWilson.com. You can do this because people are lazy. And if they can read some but also hear some, it will be something, you know, that they pretty much like. So if you are intending to do that, this is open to all devices. Just to have a version, a audio version of your art. So you just let me know and I send you a Dropbox where you can post directly your own MP3 file. If you are, you know, questioning how I can record that, you can record with a program called, a free program called Audacity, if you use EPC. But for the people that have a Mac, you have GarageBand. But the PC one version is very good, works very well, and I am sure that, you know, it's something that is available, and it will certainly further your, you know, your exposure. So, anyhow, the other thing I want to say is we are launching, you know, I know it's in beta since July. We have a radio station that's just music, poetry, and the short stories. It is not a commercial venture, if you will, of all time. But it's that's my baby. It's something that I wanted to bring as alternative, to have alternative musicians playing, to have our poets back there, you know, reading poetry and entertaining. There's a soft listening in the background. I was thinking that maybe if any of you, and I will put this on the community as well, want to create like a minute meditation in anything, but like a guided meditation that just lasts 1 minute. I will be glad to publicize, you know, and put this on the schedule. And you can say the minute meditation, for instance, meditation to calm from, you know, from stress. Close your eyes, tap in your forehead, think about a sun that is blue, or this and this. This meditation is from, let's say, Leonie Buck. Hi, I'm Leonie Buck. I'm giving you today 1 minute meditation about the blue sun. So, you know, so it's an opportunity for you to, not an opportunity for you to do this, and in the end, you can find me at leonibach.com, which is a website that doesn't exist, but, you know, yeah, this is what, it's open to all the writers as well. So I'm really trying to find new ways to put your name out there, because we are a platform committed into what I say, the business of prosperity. You being successful, you make me successful. My business is like a high tide float all boats, you know, and this is what I most like about our community, is that we support each other, you know, sincerely support each other. And sometimes it goes like, you know, crazy, but we support each other. Anyhow, this is just one of the things I wanted to say. anybody else want to make an a point or ask any question? Yeah. Okay. Oh. Some believe. Nobody. All right. So let's go to anybody, Kathy, that you would suggest for the spotlight writers?
Off the top of my head, I don't. What I'd like to do is take a look back through the past couple of months, like you said, and just kind of see who has been submitting very consistently. I know we just put a couple other writers into the spotlight last time, not too long ago. So that plus the newer ones, just take a look and see how everybody feels about, you know, what they're doing. And I don't know that I have anybody off the top of my head to necessarily recommend. I think you got them all.
All righty, then.
Yeah.
I have been looking at the past 6 months on the on the spreadsheets, and you know, those were the people that I, you know, popped up in my head, you know, immediately. But anyhow, we can discuss this more. The other, so I'm gonna go to the third act, the third item to be discussed today, which is the, you know, I want to see with you guys, and this is more or less what we're going to do. We have, you know, Kathy, Shelley, and I, we have been discussing a lot about the home box. We are the original idea. Some of my projects this year where they really didn't end up good. you know, my idea is not always, you know, the best thing ever, but they're at least our attempt. We have created the guinea pigs that everybody doesn't like. You know, a lot of people don't like the name, but it was guinea pigs because we selected 7 writers initially. There were spotlight writers that we would work with them in order to make them almost celebrities. But I decided to change the model a little bit. I think that we should invest in what we call a brand ambassador, which is the people that will actually, you know, put a little bit into them, not only home promoting them, but people that could, I would say, incarnate the concept of conscious living on their daily life. Those will be the people that I would like to, you know, have a concept and maybe elect as brand ambassadors. You know, and for that, you know, this person or the group of people that, of course, volunteer, the people will be in the website in a different way, will receive something. And then when we come up, which will be next year, with our own talks, and pet talks didn't work out, we kind of break their mold, and so we decided to do our own. You know, our concept of conscious, it's all inclusive. And Bed Dog's concept of conscious is science only. And, you know, it really breaks a little bit of the mold. And then we can do that. And, you know, secretly, I think that Bed Dog wanted to come eventually with Bed Spiritual or something, and then put it there. But meanwhile, we're doing our own thing, and we are going to have an event of Bed Dog, you know, our home dog here where I live, because I have everything already organized. And but we want to start in a new level. We are going to do a spiritual expo, a book expo, everything else, and work towards having a convention, a hometown's convention, and mobilize people to get to know you, to get to know your books, sell your books, and build the entire enchilada. I talked to Shelley. Shelley as well. He's in on expos and fairs, and he will be conscious there, you know, conscious living expo here in Pennsylvania, which we don't have any. So it's something that we are putting together. The home office, everything is hammered beautifully. We're ready to go. It's just too late to do this now, and I need at least 6 months to ponder the you know, media sponsors aside of ourselves and other sponsors for things. And I need time to do that. But most definitely next year, we're going to have the Home Talks, the first Home Talk. And then from there, you know, but we need basically the brand ambassadors to represent not only the Home Talks out there, but represent, you know, the face of conscious living. It's not only home, but the face of conscious living. So we're going to have the Omni Awards. We have everything ready to go. And this is something that we can have a conference call later, you know, with people that are interested, so I don't bore everybody to tears here. But this is a concept. The guinea pig is going to go to the end of this year. And next year, what is coming about is a different type of you know, strategy to promote our start. So this is the brand ambassador program in general. And that's my idea yesterday when I ran that, you know, survey, was to know really who would be on this same wavelength to go to a new level of involvement, which doesn't necessarily mean more time. And it doesn't necessarily mean investment, financial investment, but is investment in goodwill, you know. So that was basically why I run that questionnaire yesterday. And it was very interesting, the responses. But anyway, this is what I have. And Kathy, do you have anything that you need to talk and shall we do?
Nothing specifically, I don't think, having to do with any of the like the brand ambassadors, just the fact that I do admire this new, you know, the new incentive going forward, that we all have a chance to bring more to what would be conscious living out into the mainstream, which is a great thing. It is a growing field, an attractive field to a lot of people in many different ways. And I think Om Times, I want to say, is the leader in that. And I applaud both you, Leanne, and Chris for putting us in this position to be able to move so many people forward at this time. It's a really good situation, a good position to be in. And I just hope that that many of the Om Times writers, especially, who do participate and are very involved already, we'll see this as yet another opportunity to present themselves to even more people in our audience, and, you know, help us bring everything to the forefront of conscious living continually. It's good to be able to say that, you know, at some point in the very near future, we're going to be able to get together in person and not just virtually. That's another big thing to me, that to be able to say, you know, as many times as I've spoken to Shelley, you know, over the computer, or to you, Leanne, you know, it's always great to see somebody in person, in you know, up close and personal, and be able to interact with them and to ask questions and to see, you know, face to face, and to hear and listen to them directly, you know, what they have to say. So this is a big and, I think, major step for us to be able to do that. So I want to say applaud to you for putting us in this position. And thank you. Very grateful.
Well, you know, if I have my way, which I will have, you know, each one of you guys would have eight leagues in the Walk of Fame. You know, imagine Hollywood with those stars. We're going to be doing that. Mm-hmm. So, and I will have my way because I know I am. So we, you know, you guys will be like, you know, along with some of the biggest stars of the conscious community, which now is conscious, but before was self-help. You know, now they're conscious too. Self-help. Yeah. And we're going to be there. We are going most definitely to be there. And again, next year, also, I'm launching the printed edition of Omkar. Will be in print and on places, you know, not distributed, you know, nationwide because I don't have the vision, but right now, but it will be in selected places and on, you know, on demand. So that will be a good thing. And it will be the best of them times, four times a year. You know, this is my commitment for 2016. Along with that, you know, just to freak everybody out, I'm also launching a second. Yes, I'm also launching a second magazine. But this is a very strict magazine just for activist and nonprofit. It's a magazine just for nonprofit. And it's called The Good Soul. The Good Soul magazine. But this will be mainly website, no printing, no digital, just website. But it is a magazine. So we already organized in that sense. You know, the website is being built right now. But so we do have a lot of new perspectives and a lot of projects. And, well, of course, the best thing I cannot say yet, you know, because. And but I think, guys, we are going, tie up your seatbelts because we are going to a really, really fantastic, wild ride. You know, sooner than you guys think. And it will be a win for everybody. It will be good. It will be good. I can barely speak. And I cannot think about anything else but that. But it really, really is a blessing. And I want everyone to have a participation on it. But that's pretty much it. Do we have anything else? I think I talked too much, Danielle. And, you know, anybody have a question? Suggestions, critics, criticism, I accept it all.
Oh, no, praise. I'll send you some praise. I think all of this is totally awesome. I can feel your excitement. I think your vision is just so contagious, and I am just so grateful and feeling so blessed to be part of the OM community. Thank you, thank you.
Wow. Oh, Veronica, you have no idea what's coming. You know, I actually thought about you when I was starting to write this proposal because it's a...
Really? This is Gia.
Oh, Gia, sorry, dear. I thought it was Veronica with a voice. You know, I thought it was Veronica with that little voice. Veronica has a voice of a child, like, yes. I really appreciate that. It will be awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, I want to make a lot of money so I can fly everybody here. And if we can rock and roll this time.
Yes, exactly. I would love to meet everyone in person.
I know, and we will. with Crow Wills. That's what I need to put the people, you know, in, sponsors in. But that will be another time conversation for the big news.
Yeah. I do have a question. I know you mentioned a little bit earlier, I'm looking for some kind of program that I could use on my Mac to do the audio recordings. Did you say a name of a program?
GarageBand.
What's it called?
GarageBand.
Oh, GarageBand. Okay. I'm going to check that because I did attempt to do use some other program and I wasn't very successful. So I'm going to look into that GarageBand because I'd like to do some of those one-minute meditations.
Yes.
So as soon as I have this figured out, maybe I can try and submit one for you.
Sure. Yes, I guess, you know, when you what I want to do is I can give you the website that you can choose the music that you want. You can pick the music. Can you give it to me?
Oh, for
the
background? Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So we do the background music and the stuff, and then we go, you know, 1 minute only, don't need much, but it will be consistent. So because the radios are 24 hours a day, and so the radio station, this radio station, which is called Eclectic Radio, is my baby. It is my baby. You know, there's no money making at all. You know, as a matter of fact, it's just baking, but it is my baby. It's really something that I think we owe to the conscious community. It's a little bit of, you know, artsy poetry, spoken words, stories, you know, ancient tales. And everything is like I have voiceovers doing it because I don't have any material out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a team of voiceovers that are recording new things every day. So I can have, you know, a variety of things to run 24 hours a day. And this is what I you know, mainly am doing. When I'm quiet, you know, I'm just, you know, creating things. But I think that this will be awesome. And my goal is actually make you guys really well known, you know, and be the first people to be accessed as the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's our entire design. But any other
questions?
I'm
going to be busy working on some sexy titles.
Sexy titles, yes. You know, sexy
yes,
yeah,
come
that,
up with some
yeah.
sexy titles.
Yeah, sexy titles would just look at the no, I give in. I have to see this. You know, I have to see what it is. And how do you know, people, how are people, the conscious community likes numbers. You know,
mm-hmm.
like three ways to light a candle. You know, like, ooh, three ways,
right.
Let me see. So, five ways to really get your dog to eat his dog food. You know, things that they like numbers, and they like enticing fiber.
Yeah.
You know, because it is just human nature. You have 5 seconds to capture their ideas, you know, and their imaginary. What is this about? So, it was sexy titles good. And this tool that Danielle gave is just awesome. I am going to go crazy. I know I'm going to do Sundays and snow days when I cannot go anywhere, just stay home. You know, hibernate here. I'm going to do that. Anywho, anybody else questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Sure.
This is Veronica. I still have a little tickle in my cough, so I'll try not to cough while I'm speaking. But I was wondering about that part. I don't particularly have poetry or music, but I do have friends who do write conscious poetry and music. Is there, you know, how you have the community for the writers?
Yes.
Do you have a way to connect in with people who might be wanting to read their poetry or you know, submit their music?
Well, I'm starting this now. Like I said, I was we were working on the thing, and here what it is. You know, simple. We started with one radio in January. Right now we have 45 hosts, and we have fans that will be coming to the end of October. And those people, you know, the training, which is finally we got somebody to do, all the material and everything else passed to me to do. And then I finished up, and I was going to do my radio. And then the second talk station happened. So everything I'm doing now. And now it's come, you know, slowing down a bit. Then I can really go to my radio, which is this. I got same materials that I had before. And as long as we are, you know, I got some, as a matter of fact, today I got two people that just send me stuff. One is a person that does chants for Kundalini Yoga, which I love. And another one is a girl that chants, is from Canada. She chants angel chants, you know, angel opening portals for angels. She has a CD, entire CD, and how to open the portal to talk to Archangel Michael. I think it's awesome. I never seen anything like that, you know. And I want to give the platform of people that are new, but they won't play in the radio, you know. And what we're going to do on that radio specifically is everybody that has their work there, they have the things that they have in the schedule, you know, the time schedule that we're going to play. And if you want their work, you know, they have a banner, and then you go and clean, you know, go click, and they have on their own page and a website with all the links to sell their stuff. We make no money on that. They sell, you know what I mean? Like, you like her. Her name is this girl, for instance, Kassara. You like Kassara, go to her page here, and then, you know, her website, this, buy now, her CD, da-da-da-da-da. But all of that is their stuff. You know, it's, I don't get any commission. I don't get anything. My idea with this baby is to put people that are producing, and we actually don't have any radio on the internet that does this type of service. You know, and that's the reason it's so important to me. Because, you know how it is and how we are, like I say, shaping the concept of conscious. And if we don't include art, if we don't include poetry, if we don't include music, I think we're missing the entire part of the universe. You know, because it's part of people. So the radio I call the fractal radio, art and movement, you know, and vibration and sequence. So this is what I want. I don't have anything done yet open to the public, which means that it doesn't mean that I won't. The reason is that I have collected some material already, and I'm working on that material initially, you know, to have it launched. And it's already launched. I have, 37-week program already, you know, from the 52 in the year. I have 37 already scheduled and programmed in spreadsheet upon spreadsheet. You have no idea.
It's perfect.
Yeah, but I will open up for some outside very soon. You know, very soon. I want to promote people. That's what I do, you know?
Yes.
And like I said, their prosperity and my prosperity, I get an immense pleasure in being able to do that and be in the position of creating critical mass for them. And this in itself is like heaven for me. So, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
It's wonderful. Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome, babe. Anybody else? I think we're going to be back pretty soon. I don't know. Pretty soon, 8:35. So if anybody else want to finish or say anything else, speak now or forever be silent. No, okay. Kathy, anything you want to say? Shelly?
Nothing major, just I want to again thank everybody. It is a blessing to work with everybody's words and all of your submissions every week. It is a real blessing for me to be able to do that and to help bring your words to everyone. So I really, really appreciate Shelly's work. I appreciate your contributions. I appreciate everybody who is putting their energies towards Own Time, and it's just a real spiritual thing for me to be able to help and do this every week. I really am grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy and Shelly. I appreciate everything you guys do.
Well, thank you as well, and I concur with everything that Kathy said and Leonie said, and it's just a pleasure to be a part of this Own Times team.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all. You know, I really, really love you guys, and I hope that, you know, the new things that we're bringing in will bring as much joy to all of you as is bringing right now to us, just in a, you know, in a verge to be materialized. And it's a really, really good, fantastic thing. It will be awesome. I just can't talk. I'm like, I'm making now. It will be awesome. All right, guys. Thank you so much for taking time and your busy schedule to have this conference. I would like to thank everybody that came here. And this will be put up and recorded. It's recording. And it will be available for everybody afterwards. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Bye.